This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Government data shows the U.S. coal exports are at their highest level in decades because of strong overseas demand. Amy Richards has the details.
Department of Energy data analyzed by the Associated Press shows coal exports topped 107 million tons of fuel, worth $16 billion in 2011. Much of the increase is driven by Asian markets, including South Korea, China, and Japan. Coal, however, faces a tougher outlook in the U.S. Competition from cheap natural gas and costly new rules for power plants are eroding the fuel's historic dominance in American electricity generation. Mining companies want new or expanded coal ports on the West and Gulf Coasts to increase their exports. Environmentalists are fighting the proposals. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Amy Richard.
Counsel, do you wish to give a closing statement to the jury on behalf of your client, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, just one second.
Are you texting? Court reporter, let the record reflect that Mr. Smith is texting during this proceeding. Mr. Smith, you are in contempt of court. Bailiffs, take him into custody.
The courtroom is no place for distractions, and neither is the road. DriveSafeWyoming.com.
A Casper woman has been sentenced for endangering her child, Kevin Coyle reports.
Jennifer Cromwell was given a 4 to 5 year suspended prison sentence with 3 years of probation after pleading guilty to one charge of child endangerment. Police say in December, an officer found a 5-year-old child outside screaming for help. The child led the officer to the place he was staying at. After talking to the caretaker, police learned that Cromwell had dropped the child off to be looked after, but later officers found meth paraphernalia and residue at the residence. This is Cromwell's second child endangerment conviction. As part of a plea agreement, she will remain in jail until she is accepted into an inpatient substance abuse treatment program.
Wyoming Radio News.